What's up, everybody? Happy Friday Eve. Hope everybody's doing well. I'm loving driving by, seeing all these Halloween decorations. Birthday's Halloween, so I've always been a fan of the holiday, the season. It's just good feelings, you know? So we played the Charlotte Hornets last night at home, last game at home before we hit the road for a tough stretch. And you want to leave off on a high note, you know? And I feel like we did just that. We came out with some energy. And I've been talking about energy a lot lately, and when I'm saying it, I don't mean just the pace. I mean coming out and playing with that extra effort, you know, going the extra mile, doing the little things, getting chippy. When everybody's doing that, the offense clicks, and it makes the game that much easier for us. And you saw that here at the top of the game. RJ started it off with a nice mid-range pull-up jumper. You see Brunson getting busy in that lane. He's so good. Mitch blocking shots on the other end, catching alley-oops. Randall hitting a euro step. Like I said, things were clicking, you know, and I like seeing this euro step right here. It was pretty, but I don't think I want to see Randall doing them all the time. I'm glad we got the 2 points. We got to take care of the ball a little bit better though. 5 turnovers in the first quarter, but we're up 2 at the end of it. So we see Rose pick up right where Brunson left off, driving it in there in the second quarter. That was great. You got to have that. You need that. You saw Toppin working out before the game, taking threes. Well, guess what? It's paying off. He hit 2 of them back to back right here. But the Hornets, they're hitting their threes also. And they play similar to us. They play with pace, you know? So whenever we come up against a team that's going to play with that pace, we have to be on point with our transition defense. And I just felt like we were a step behind most of the night last night in terms of that transition D. We did shoot the ball pretty well, about 60% from the field here, 6 of 13 from 3. Put up 37 points in the second quarter, and we break for halftime up 7, 69-62. And we come out, we see Mitch bringing that energy here, making his presence known at the top of the third. He's big on those boards. You know he's working on the other end. His positioning has just been great lately. Brunson hits RJ with a nice cut. Fournier hits a 3 amid his struggles lately, which was great to see. But back door has been open all night. Those lapses on D, they just... you got to pin those up, you know. Brunson, such a key factor, man. He breaks that momentum. He helps keep it coming in our direction. And we end the third quarter up 8. Cam Reddish hits a nice 3 there as we go into the fourth. And what do we see here? Shit that just gets me so angry, you know. And I don't want to see angry, but just disappointed, I guess, is a better way to put it. We come out flat at the top of the fourth quarter, right? And I've been so big on coming out in each quarter with it, you know, and they just didn't here. And the Hornets just come rolling right back in. They end up tying the game up with about 5 minutes or so to go. Randall picked up a late take foul, ends up in a technical free throw shot now, and the other team having the ball. So it hurts, you know, but Brunson with a big 3 towards the end of the game, RJ helping, and we end up tying the game up at 122 going into overtime. Another OT game here, and Brunson just took over. This was his overtime right here. He came out, a dime of a pass to Mitch Robb, just faked the D out completely. He hit another 3, got a clutch bucket late. RJ hits those last free throws, and we pull it out, 134-131. Brunson, a career-high 13 assists. A lot of little things that you love to see, you know, and I'm going to focus on the positives here. I feel like my last morning drive, I was a little negative because I was disappointed. I wanted to see us beat the Magic better. Similar feelings here, you know, with the Hornets having guys out, you want to take advantage. But they're a tough, young, resilient team, you know, and I'm just glad we pulled out the dub. You know, you zoom out and you know, look at it from like a bird's eye view. Listen, we're 3-1, you know, so not a bad start. Let's get past the first 6 games. You know how those 5-1 starts look. So we got the Bucks on Friday, start of the road trip. So I'll definitely talk to you guys soon. I got merch out there. You want a hoodie, a tee, hit me in the DM. TK Dub, TK Weekly. Keep on the lookout for those shows. That show has been so much fun. I appreciate everybody rocking with me as always. I'm out. Enjoy the rest of your week. Peace.